Luke 18, verse 26 and 27, the disciples asked Jesus, "How can a man be saved?" Jesus answered them and said, "What is impossible for man is possible for God." I want to encourage you that the Christian life is not difficult. It's impossible. It's either God that's going to do it through you, or it's not going to happen at all. So it's so exciting to get to that place in your heart where you give up and let God do it. You know, a lot of us try and bring forth fruit for God, but we are trying to do it in our own power. I want to read in Ephesians 5 to you something that God spoke to me about one day. "For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body." So it says here that Christ himself is the savior of the body. A lot of us try to live a life that is dependent on our own ability, but it's Christ that saves us, and it's Christ that gives us the power by the Holy Spirit to walk, to do things. Now look at this. This scripture is comparing husband and wife to Christ and the church. It says Christ is the savior of the body, but that also means that the husband is the savior of the wife. How does a husband save a wife's body? Well, I've got an answer for you. He saves the wife's body by planting seed in her womb. When seed is planted into the woman's womb, she has now the ability through the man's seed to bring forth children, to bring forth fruit. This is the same thing that Christ does. He plants seed in your spiritual womb, and when that seed germinates and grows, it brings forth fruit for the kingdom of God. That is amazing. It's not you in your power that is bringing forth fruit. It is God and his power that is bringing forth fruit. You cannot bring forth fruit on your own. You need to let the infusion of the Holy Spirit and your spirit together work the works of God. Look in Isaiah 54. This passage is written after Isaiah 53, which is the crucifixion prophecy. And then the result of the crucifixion is in Isaiah 54. And it says here, "Sing, O barren, you that did not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud. You that did not travail with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, says the Lord." This is amazing. It says here that after the crucifixion, God actually now has the power to bring forth fruit through desolate people, through those who couldn't bring forth fruit. They were barren. Even if you were barren, even if you had no ability in yourself to bring forth fruit for the kingdom, I want to encourage you now through the word of God, you by the power of the Holy Spirit has God's own power in you to bring forth fruit. You cannot do it, but Christ in you has the ability to bring forth fruit for the kingdom. You've got it in you. Just believe it and start living like it's true. I want to encourage you with that. God's going to do it for you. You are highly favored and deeply loved.